Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Helplessness. Before you begin, it is important to know that the feeling of helplessness, the emotion, the experience can be quite intense for some. It is often mixed with powerlessness, feeling out of control. Exploring such emotions can be interesting, like watching a scary movie or maybe something exciting. Emotions are part of who we are, and some of them are more intense than others. Helplessness tends to be one of the more powerful ones when we experience it. Like any other emotion, it is always connected to something. You wanted control or felt that something was out of your hands, which naturally led into helplessness. Oftentimes we try to resist the feeling because we want to remain in control of the situation rather than feeling like a leaf carried on a stream, completely incapable of controlling the direction or the speed or up or down. Then again, it can also feel nice for that very reason. If you have no control, all you can do is let it happen. If you're unable to change it, acceptance is the inevitable result, since anything else will just lead to frustration. I wonder how well you remember the last time you felt helpless. The situation you were in, your own reaction to it. The emotion, the feeling in your chest. How it appeared to yourself. And because it is normally connected to something, how would it feel if that emotion, that sensation, would happen without you knowing where it came from? If you're not sure what control you're losing, are you even more helpless? If you don't even know what you're trying to control, does it slip away even further? As you mentally grasp for straws that aren't there, thoughts and ideas slipping between your fingers, a as you slowly allow this strange feeling to grow inside. It is one that can feel all-encompassing. The more you notice it, that spark of helplessness, that realization that something is no longer under your control, that feeling that it's happening and there's nothing you can do about it. Even listening to this is a little bit like being carried along in a strange stream of words. Some of them echo within you, resonate with parts of your mind and experience. Memories that flutter in and out of attention until it becomes an almost pure emotion. Helplessness. As if the very nature of helplessness is not to be fully understood. And the more you chase it, the further lost you become. Each thought trying to grasp it, plucking, drifting, attempting to hold on to the very nature of something that is strangely difficult to grasp. And then when you deeper, that helplessness becomes stronger and stronger as you're losing control over your own emotions, slowly slipping, drifting, not sure how fast you're falling anymore. As if the very moment is spiraling out of control, your heartbeat rising, your breath unsure. It is normal to feel an almost panic-like reaction to this emotion. Helplessness. As your body reacts, so does your mind, focusing on a feeling, trying to grasp it, noticing how it slips between the cracks drifting from place to place. Helplessness. And it spirals further out of control. This sensation of powerful emotion fills your body more and more. As if you're being surrounded by something, confronted by the lack of control, as the very thoughts you have keep slipping from your grasp. Helplessness. And the more you try to hold on, the more difficult it becomes. Each breath, each heartbeat, slowly showing the adrenaline that is building, fighting against the loss of control, knowing what is happening. Even if you don't even know what you're trying to control. Helplessness. And yet, in the center of the storm, there is a calm. If you don't know, can't act, you don't have to think anything, you don't have to think anything, you can enjoy the emptiness all around you, this island of helplessness, keeping you safe in the center of a storm. Everything slows down to a beautiful nothing, and allows a simple drop to lead into blankness. Going through these emotions can be very helpful. Exploring the feelings, facing the experience. And as your body slows down to a blissful calm, you will notice how wonderfully quiet it has become. You've done really well. And in a moment, when I count back up, you'll find yourself refreshed from the experience and the expenditure of energy. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Take your time to adjust.